Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not how it goes. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body hits your body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not how it goes. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not how it goes. I get excited when you kiss me like that. Got my body, your body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not how it goes. It's a lie, it's a lie. It's a waste of time.
DM, deep dive. I regret this already.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to it. We have another DM deep dive for you today.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Jessica says, do you guys buy a fall wardrobe or just skip from summer right to winter?
I don't have a fall wardrobe. Like, I have...
Like, do I have a fall wardrobe or do I buy
a fall wardrobe? Yeah, or, like, do you interchange kind of... Because our fall is so short. Uh-huh. So, like, I get what Jessica's trying to say. Like, do you buy things just for fall or just kind of... Like, layer as much as you can until winter.
Oh, no, I have fall things.
Yeah, I got
for
fall
sure.
clothes. And, like, every season, I guess, yeah. or every year, like, I'll buy, like...
This is the first time you wore a hoodie in forever.
Oh, since last winter.
Yeah, right? So, like, the hoodies come out. Uh-huh. I have a lot of jackets, like, a lot of light sort of jackets. Damon Warrior, do you have a fall wardrobe?
I think so.
Okay. Maria, do you buy things specifically for the upcoming season?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to see you in, like, new gear this
year?
Well,
this is new today.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Thanks. Bought it in New York. But yeah, like, I have a few sweaters and stuff that I want to buy. I just bought some stuff from Abercrombie.
Yeah.
Some jeans and some sweaters. But yeah, and then I'll probably end up buying more winter stuff. But yeah, I just buy for every season. It's so really bad.
Cheesecake, what about you?
Oh, I definitely have, like, my own sort of fall wardrobe.
Yeah.
Hoodie today. What I'll typically do is I will change out my spring summer clothes and I'll move in the fall winter clothes. Right. I always do that.
Maury, what's the difference between fall clothes and winter clothes for you?
I think the color.
So it has nothing to do with, like, thickness or warmth.
Like, I have a button up that kind of looks like, you know, it could be fall like. It looks like dried leaves.
Buttons. Is that the difference between?
Are any of your winter clothes going to fit you this year?
Oh, perfectly.
True.
Because, like,
perfectly.
What do you mean? You're gaping. They're all so big on you now.
Yes. Yeah, but they're all small. And when I had a belly, it would push. Like, now it fits.
They just, your clothes don't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. I saw Moore the other day. He came walking out here and he had like a belt on. Like, he looked like somebody who was, like, on the lam, right? And then had to go and, like, find clothes.
On a clothesline somewhere?
Yes.
Somebody's backyard?
Yes. And then he put, like, some fat guy's pants on and had to cinch him with a belt. Like, the front of it was all buckled. And, yes, gapy, Maria. That's probably
the best way to describe it. His shirts look even longer now. It's look like they look extra long.
Yes.
Time for one more DM.
Jack says, if you were invisible, who would you spy on?
Oh. My husband. Let's go to damn it, Maury, the only person that needs to answer this question. Go ahead.
I said my husband, but I would probably spy on Roz.
Roz?
Weird.
Why?
So weird.
Because he's weird.
What are you curious about?
Nothing like naked.
Bull.
Wow.
You're such a liar.
Why would you say that then?
I don't know. Like, I'd probably see, like, what you do.
What do you mean what I do? You, like, no, you only want to see naked stuff.
I honestly don't want to see naked stuff because then I know.
Liar.
No, if I see naked stuff, then I know.
Yeah. Know what?
That ruins the fantasy, guys. Duh.
Yeah. Oh, Shem. Oh. Shem.
Shem gets me, and I'm the weird one. Shem said it.
Yeah. You,
hold on a second.
Yeah.
Shem may have backed you briefly for 1 second, but yes, Maury, you are the weird one. Let's make no mistake here.
So you want to see Roz what? Like, in the shower? You want to see him sleeping at night?
No, I'd watch him cook.
Well, like TV, I'd be a show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't spy on somebody who's got like a lot of money in a vault where you could like see the combo and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't try and get rich? You're just going to be a perv?
I don't, what do I care about a rich person's house?
First of all, could you imagine having imaginary Maury walking around your house and you bump into him? You know what I mean?
Oh, like God. All the way down there?
No.
Would you guys spy on anybody?
I would just use it to try and make money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like spy on the bank vault or...
Yeah, something.
Like you said, a rich person's
like
house.
Something like that. Right? Yeah.
Can I add locker room to like...
No, no. First of all, that's predatory. Crime. Like, and we don't do that anymore.
No, I'm not like...
Anymore.
We don't do that at all. Anyway, this is time to end the DMV Dive. Thank you everybody for all your questions and or comments. We do this every day. Thanks, Maria.
No problem.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
I can read your mind. Having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile. And when you wanna die, he said he loved me all his life. But that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
KISS 92.5.
So it was Halloween, and damn it, Maury, out in the streets.
What a gorgeous night last night, too.
They were calling for rain between 6 and 9 p.m.
It was a Wednesday. It was wonderful. Hey, Maury, can you find out the last time Halloween happened on a Friday the 13th for me?
Yeah.
Look that up, please, while we do this. It was so mild.
Just got that, Maury?
I opened Google. And then I got it.
Also, you didn't start typing yet?
Got he!
So, David Mori out in the streets last night, and we have here for you two very opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
When it comes to who Mori talked to.
Okay.
We have Mori down in the gay village.
Oh.
Asking a certain set of questions to people on the streets there.
Gotcha.
And then he went to a neighborhood full of kids.
Okay.
And talked to kids and asked them a different set.
Interesting.
Of questions.
Okay. Important that it was different questions.
Well, yeah. We'll start out in the village.
Yeah.
Happy
Gay Halloween.
Who would be better in bed, a ghost, a zombie, or a witch, and why?
Ooh, the ghost, because they get all their, like, ectoplasm everywhere.
A witch, because I feel like they'd be kinky. They're just so dark and mysterious.
Pretend you're a ghost.
Okay.
Talk dirty to me.
Ooh, you've been a bad boy. The afterlife won't be nice to you.
Can ghosts have babies?
Yeah, when mama ghost does a daddy ghost, you know, they get together and they end up producing a ghost. I don't
know. All right, who would be better in bed? A ghost, a zombie, or a witch, and why?
Probably a ghost, because, you know, you don't really have to do much. You can just lay back and let it happen.
I'd say witch, because of the broom, you could get...
Oh.
Okay, pretend you're a ghost.
Damn.
Talk dirty to me.
Oh, baby, I want to possess you.
Okay,
well.
Okay. Right?
Things are going down there.
You've been a bad boy. The afterlife won't be nice to you.
Terrifying.
I'm so scared.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so terrified. So then, Mori left that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I found a neighborhood full of kids and asked them a different set of questions.
It's Dammit Mori and...
Trick or Treat!
What's one question you've always wanted to ask a ghost?
What happened to you to turn into a ghost? How much money do you have?
Why do you think they have money?
Because when they die, they keep their bank account.
Okay, if a zombie was going to chop off one of your legs or arms, which would you rather?
Probably my left arm, because you can walk... But you can't, like, do as many activities.
Tell me about the last scary dream you had.
I was in a green corridor, and then there were these monsters on the sides, and then they kept jumping at me.
Who do you think has worse breath, a ghost or a zombie?
A zombie. Why? Because they eat the dirty people's armpits.
Where do ghosts go to the bathroom?
On the trees.
There's no way to flush.
Yeah, the trees will take it in.
What are you dressed as?
A killer rabbit.
Give me the best impression of a killer rabbit. If a zombie was going to chop off one of your legs or arms, which would you rather lose?
My legs.
Why?
Because I don't want to lose my arms, because if I lose my arms, I wouldn't be able to, like, touch anything or pick up my stuff.
We're going to say Happy Halloween, creepily. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy Halloween!
That wasn't creepy.
Happy Halloween!
Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
Ooh, you've been a bad boy. The afterlife won't be nice to you.
You've been on my mind.
36 hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. Left the house in the Oaks by the ocean, back to Toronto. I'm hoping I can find what's left of me. That city got the best of me. Stick a title into my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man. A better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man. To a bachelor apartment, trying to keep my mind fed. But it's hard when everybody seems to be settling down with the families. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing, I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again, 'cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man. Six hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again, 'cause I still got a couple of cents. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me.
Man.
Celebrate mornings
with the Roz and Mocha Show.
Kiss 92.5.
Yes, yes, yes. Wagwan.
You're
happy Friday, baby.
Yes.
Feeling good today. The entire show is here. Roz is here. I'm Mocha. Maria's here.
Hi.
Cheesecake is here.
Mm-hmm.
Diva Mori is here.
Present. Mm-hmm. Anyone putting up their trees this weekend?
I thought about it.
Christmas tree?
Yeah.
We're doing it tonight.
No.
Are you really?
I thought about it. Yeah.
I am excited that the clocks are turning back, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Clocks go back Saturday night into Sunday, 2 a.m.
Hell yeah.
So we get that extra hour, huh?
Are you going out this weekend, Maria?
I am, actually.
Are you going to a club on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you normally do that, like, on this particular weekend when the clocks go back?
No, but for some reason, I have been out multiple times on this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just throughout the years.
All right.
But my group chat was laughing about the time change last night.
And what's everyone saying? How many people in the group chat?
There's six of us.
Okay.
What time is last call now in bars? Is it two still?
Yeah. No. Some of them are four.
Where's it four?
Yeah, I thought, I thought
Early Mercy is four.
Yeah.
I know that. I know there's a bunch of them. I can't remember. Yeah, I think Early Mercy.
Some places
four.
Are four.
What?
Yeah.
So you guys are going. So is the plan that you're all going to stay out an extra hour?
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Extra hour of tequila.
That's a lot, man. And what time do you get to that club?
Oh, you don't usually go till like quarter to midnight.
Quarter to midnight?
Yeah.
What are you doing before then?
Pre-drinking, bro.
Pre-drink.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy to me. Getting there just before midnight. That's wild. Because I can't even relate to that, because you have to understand, like, when I was in my, like, my hardcore days when I would go out, last call was 1 a.m. right before it switched to 2. So you couldn't get to a bar at midnight.
Could you guys imagine Roz at a bar at 4 a.m.?
Oh my god.
Oh no, I've done it.
No, I mean like
plenty
now.
Now?
Yeah, when they were booking the reservation for a table, they asked us what time, and I said 11:30.
Yeah.
No. I don't even, like, I would be so angry.
Angry?
Yeah, I would just not have, I wouldn't have a
at
good time. Yeah, I would just be so pissy. Like, I would just, like, I don't want to be around anybody who's actually enjoying,
themselves.
Yeah, I have no interest in any of that. I used to love that a lot.
It could be 4 a.m. It could be 4 p.m. You don't want to be around.
Can't do it every weekend though. Like even myself, like I can't. Like this is once, like every so often. Yeah. Like I don't go to clubs very often.
When I used to go out, it was minimum four nights a week.
Uh-huh.
Right, minimum. Minimum four nights a week. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Minimum. And then you would go last call and then go to like some after hours somewhere, get home around 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was it. It was four nights a week for as long as you could sustain it.
And now your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
First of all, don't do anything, or at least I try. My goal is to not do anything.
Uh-huh.
always, my goal is to not do anything. Yeah. But, you know, I have a family, so I have to be a participant in my family, right? Otherwise, you look like...
Something's going on.
Well, no, you don't.
You're trying to escape?
No, you don't look like you're trying to escape. You look like you don't love them.
Right? You look like a Scrooge.
What about the heart grows fonder when you're away?
Away? I don't want to leave my family.
Sorry. I'm trying to justify your ways, bro.
Right? But my kid's 14 now. You just need a break. And I know there's only a couple more years left before she wants to start doing stuff where we're going to be out of the house at midnight. Right? And I'm like, I don't know how cool I am with that right now.
You won't even know. You fall asleep at like 9 o'clock, bro.
Bro, I do my best to try and fall asleep at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And then I always fail at it, but I do my best. Like, I just don't like.
Are you going to take her up for the first drink when she's 19?
I don't even think that, I don't even think kids want to drink anymore, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, no. She's never expressed any interest in that life. Maybe she will at 19.
Maybe it's
I don't,
just my
I don't
generation.
Know. Yeah, I don't,
I
don't
she's
know.
She's not had Kahlua.
Kahlua?
Bro, you're gonna introduce someone to the very first alcoholic drink and get him Kahlua?
Kahlua?
You loser!
Oh God!
That's she would never drink again.
Or a brown cow. Mix it with milk.
She would never drink again. Or you do not introduce. You don't have somebody turn 19 in your life and give them a brown cow.
No.
And be like, here, this is gonna make you bloated for the next 3 days.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call
this morning on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
So the day started like a basic wedding. All of a sudden, we hear piercing screams. Everyone started looking around, and then a lady runs out.
Runs out from where?
She runs out from the bathroom, okay, which is near the front entrance of the hall.
Yeah.
And she runs out and she goes, somebody's been injured.
Oh.
And this person walks, approaches, covered in blood head to toe.
What?
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story. Catch the whole thing this morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Psst, did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Looking for the ultimate girls' day out? Then grab your friends and head to the National Women's Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Metro Convention Center. Experience the fashion, food, and fun. Sip and sample delicious food and wine. Get free makeovers. Plus, shopping at over 500 exhibits. See the Hot Magic Mail Review, Medium Lynn Nichols, fashion shows, and more. Arrive early for your goodie bag of free samples. It's the ultimate girls' day out. Get tickets for the National Women's Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Metro Convention Center.
It's natural to have a fear of missing out, but Pearle Vision can help you maximize your vision benefits so you don't miss out on what you're entitled to. Whether you need an updated prescription or replace your broken glasses, make the most of your benefits before they expire. Pearle Vision direct bills most insurances. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your exam today. Exams available at the Independent Doctors of Optometry at or next to Pearle Vision.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at desjardins.com/care.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous. Whoa. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raise the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy, and I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com to learn more.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5. Brought to you by redtag.ca.
You only love me with the lights on, so I can see you with your clothes on. Put on a show, I watch it all night long. So love me with the lights on, with the lights on. I'm going mental, you're like a dream. The way your body shakes, you're messing with geometry. Carry, got me.
falling hard. Can feel my heart is racing like a foreign car. You like me watching, cause you're a star. When you move, you got that power, know just who you are. Like, ooh, the taste you on my lips. Let me take another sip. I gotta have you. I'm in your fingertips. So come and flip the switch. You only love.
And Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Alex, hello. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Hi there.
Alex, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
Well, my Hell of a Story takes place in Etobicoke, Ontario. This happened roughly about, I say about 5 or 6 years ago now.
Okay, so what happened? Talk us through it here.
All right. So the day started like a basic wedding. You know, you go to a church, beautiful stained glass windows, traditional church.
Your wedding?
No, it was a friend of mine's wedding.
Okay.
Once we get to the reception, you know, everyone's having fun, sitting down, but I'll give you a brief synopsis of how this ceremony, or how the celebration, I guess, started.
Yeah.
So to the right side, we had our celebration, the bride and groom that I was seeing. In the middle was the dance hall.
Yeah.
To the end of it was the band playing, and to the left was another wedding party.
Oh, wow.
So I guess they saved costs on doing, I guess, a double whammy. So they all had to do is choose the music, but they were able to do two weddings at one time in one hall.
Okay, that sounds
interesting. Wait, hold on a second. You're talking about two separate weddings all in the same hall?
Two separate weddings in one hall, shared dance floor, and then the music was just a universal band that they chose that played regular songs.
So there's a lot of people in this room.
Not to say the least, yes.
Yeah.
Like how many people do you think, Alex?
Probably about 500 people.
Okay. Okay, that's a lot of people. Okay, so you're in this big hall. Wedding reception for a good friend of yours. Everything's going great, right?
Everything's going great.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we hear piercing screams. Everybody is looking around. Nobody has any idea what is going on. I mean, through the music, you can hear the screaming occurring.
Oh. Was it like a scream from like a guy scream or a woman scream?
At this point, it was a woman. I believe it was a woman screaming, and then a gentleman started screaming, and it just became chaos.
Okay.
Okay. And then does everybody sort of like run towards it or do they run like away? Like what happens?
Everyone started looking around. Everybody was so confused. Is this part of the wedding? Is this some kind of surprise act?
Yeah.
Because nobody can understand why everyone's screaming. And then a lady runs out.
Runs out from where?
She runs out from the bathroom,
okay,
which is near the front entrance of the hall.
Yeah.
And she runs out and she goes, somebody's been injured.
Oh.
And this person approaches. Covered in blood, head to toe.
What? Hold on, the woman who from the bathroom, or like somebody else now? The person who was. Okay.
The woman from the bathroom was running away from this woman covered in blood.
And when you say covered in blood, like how covered in blood are we talking?
Zombie walking blood?
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Someone who looks like as if they just got, let's talk Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie just got
okay.
The bucket of blood on
okay,
her.
So a lot of blood. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so you hear
blood.
A scream at the wedding reception. And a woman runs out and she says somebody's injured. And then what follows that woman is another woman who is covered head to toe in blood.
Completely.
Okay, cool. So what do you guys do at this point?
People start getting on the phone to call the police. call EMS, first response, right? Someone's injured. What's going on? Is there more victims? We have no idea what's happening here. Everybody, it's complete chaos.
Yeah.
Before the police come, another man runs to the door, injured as well.
And he has blood on him?
He's got blood on him.
Oh, my God.
Like the same amount, so, covered head to toe?
I'd say a little bit less, more gashes this time on the body, as if you got attacked.
Okay.
So the police show up. They start, you know, have you identified the victim? Do you know who's injured? We're pointing at these people because we don't know what's happening.
So how many people in total then showed up all covered in blood?
So as the police are trying to mitigate the situation now, EMS, you know, they're trying to get everybody kind of in order because people are terrified, not knowing what's happening. And then a whole slew of more people shows up covered. I mean, full out, but walking slowly as if it's the day of the dead.
How many more people then show up at this wedding covered in blood?
About 30 or 40.
Oh, my God.
And these are people who were not at either
not
wedding.
Part of the wedding.
Okay.
Absolutely not part of the wedding whatsoever.
Okay. All right, so what happens?
So what happens?
Here's the police, right? Once everything's kind of calmed down, the police are finally, you know, kind of getting to the bottom of everything. Turns out, basically the hall next door, somebody decided to throw a zombie-themed wild blood party, as they called it. Their power went out. They decided they're going to crash our weddings. So nobody is injured, but all of a sudden, these people are running in, and everyone's just trying to get to the bottom of it. And what felt, I guess, hours of an investigation, which really wasn't, they got to it pretty quickly, found out pretty quickly what was going on, but except we didn't know, right?
They were zombie LARPers?
They were zombies, yes. People were dressed up as zombies. I mean, full actors, characters, at a party next door. And they decided it would be funny to crash our wedding parties. Because their power went out.
I mean, that is pretty funny.
Right, now that you think about it later, you're like, okay, yeah. I didn't anticipate this.
But obviously,
come on, that's actually pretty funny.
Idiots. In the moment.
Like, who goes to that party?
I mean, this takes wedding crashers like to a new level.
Like zombie-obsessed weirdos, man.
What kind of, like, who goes to that? Like, and they were grown, right? Like, these are adults.
These are like full adults. You know those people, I don't know. Why do people dress up as furries?
Well, that's right.
That's hell of a story. That's like, yo, that's like hell of a story. Late night edition.
That's the podcast edition.
Yeah, that's Roz and Mocha After Dark.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, Alex. Okay. Well, that was one hell of a story. So, what happened after the zombies
did
left?
Did you kick their asses out?
Yeah. And did you guys continue with the wedding?
Allowing them to join.
You didn't.
We ended up allowing them to join. Everybody started drinking some more. And let's put it, by the end of the night, the bride's dress was covered in fake blood. All of us walked out as if we got murdered and we had to go home like that.
All well, right. That was definitely one hell of a story, Alex.
Definitely, I'd say so. I'd definitely fun to attend.
Have a great day.
You too, guys. You too. Have a wonderful day.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Kiss 92.5.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. It is 11 degrees, dropping down to 9 showers this afternoon. DJ Climax is here. We got the Roz and Mocha mix coming up
at
8 o'clock. Right before we get to that, we're going to play Needy or Greedy. If you want to be needy, you're going to text, or sorry, we're going to give you $92. If you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. If you're right, you get the money. We're going to play like right at 8 o'clock. You know what? Whatever. I don't care about the rules. I'm going to tell you what the keyword is right now. Spice. Spice is the keyword to text in along with your name to 925-555.
Damn.
Don't look at me that way, Cheesecake. You know me and rules. Minak here. Spice is today's keyword.
Oh my God. The text is blowing up.
It's a 925-555. Yeah, I'm trying to have my peoples out.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code RAPSDEL for free delivery on your online order.
Raptors Lakers tonight.
Oh my God. So
Scotty
good.
Barnes still out for 3 weeks.
Damn, man.
It's not a good look. Hey, we totally missed Bronny James' first point the other night, huh?
Yeah,
we didn't even acknowledge that.
Yeah, not much to acknowledge.
Oh, damn. It's gotta be, that's tough, man.
All the pressure.
Because he's not like, he's not lighting it up, right?
No. And he's not a regular rookie.
No. And so every time he does something, like, man, when he got his first point, like, it just, all the cameras immediately turned to his dad, right? Like, that's just, that is some kind of pressure for even a young athlete, man.
Totally.
Like, that's crazy. And they made such a big deal out of his first point. Like,
never mind. Remember when it was his first game?
I know.
Holy.
Yeah.
And when he got blocked or something.
I know.
Like, every single thing he does.
Everything. Do you think they're going to send him down? Yes, right?
You know what I thought about that? And I think... I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Don't think he's going to play?
No, he won't play, but I think they'll think that he has more value learning from underneath his dad.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Then down in the G League.
Yeah. And then eventually they'll send him down once LeBron retires.
Yeah, because I was listening to somebody the other day, because I don't know a lot about the situation, where they were like, listen, you can't send Bronny James to the G League because, one, he's going to get way more time, which means that he'll be more exposed than he even is on the Lakers. And he's going to be competing with guys who are all fighting for their lives to get called back up.
Pretty good
like
guys.
Really good players. And they're like, that is not the place for him to develop at all because he will just get crushed.
Yep.
Right. So that's a tie. I feel for the guy though. That's got to be that's a rough thing. And then the whole, arranging so he can be on, with his dad and like he should just be on some other, just let the guy develop his.
Give him his own experience.
Because this to me says it's more about LeBron's legacy than it is about his kid's career.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? He got that criticism, right? Being kind of selfish, right?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah. Clocks go back this weekend.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Don't forget about that. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Hour of sleep.
Right?
Why not? Who cares?
And what does that mean? It starts to get darker in the evening
earlier.
And brighter earlier, right?
Yeah, but not for long though. Uh-huh. And then before you know it, right back to sun coming up at 8:30 a.m.
I wish they did this midweek.
What do you mean?
Midweek?
Why? No.
No way.
You get an extra hour like on a Wednesday.
No chance.
See, I think people only like this for the extra hour they gain that night. After that, no one likes the darkness all day long.
Everybody
like,
hates it.
That's where I'm at.
But we all sleep till noon on a Sunday anyway.
No,
that's
who's we
you?
All? That's you.
No, we do not. No, we don't. Game of Thrones. Apparently, Warner Brothers has been quietly developing a new set of Game of Thrones movies.
What? Oh, really? Are they allowed to do that?
So, I guess...
Then the old man got to write the books?
Well, but he's written enough. But I mean, like, going back and either retelling the same story that was on HBO.
Oh.
Or telling a new version of that. I don't know. But right now, there's no director, no stars, no nothing associated with it. But they've quietly been working on bringing the world of Game of Thrones to the movies. Because when the show was on HBO, if you remember, the guys who were producing that show, originally, they wanted that last final season to be a movie.
Yeah.
Right? That was their big plan, was to release the last season theatrically as a movie, but HBO didn't want that. They wanted the entire series self-contained completely. Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of changes at HBO, and I don't know what's going on, who owns the IP and all this stuff at this point, but Warner Brothers is looking to do movies.
Well, Warner Brothers does own HBO.
Yeah, but too soon, though, do you think? Mm-hmm. Too soon?
So that means Jon Snow could come back?
Yeah, but it would be a different guy playing him.
Why?
Well, it's they're going to start all over again. Like, they're going to retell.
Could they use his, or bring in a new character? Like, his brother? Like, Brad?
Brad Snow?
Brad Snow?
I mean, and you know what's so funny is that Brad Snow sounds stupid. I'd be like, that's a stupid name. But, like, Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like, you know. They could be Eganoff Snow.
They could be twins. It could be Brad and Chad Snow. The Snow Brothers.
Those two sound like they're about to get kicked out of whatever college they go to.
Oh my God, there's a Brad Snow in New Brunswick and a Brad Snow in Dover, Ontario.
Cool.
Great. Thanks for that research. Amazing. Oh,
that cool.
That's the news with Roz and Mocha. DJ Climax is in the building, and the Roz and Mocha mix starts at 8.
On KISS 92.5.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
mornings for 15 years
on KISS 92.5.
Always been loud in the quiet way. I always feel alone in the crowded place. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti.
found me in the club, looking golden. I know everyone. I got no friends. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know. Till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't. But I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me. But you'll find my body fully covered in confetti, singing la da da da. Look at the people, they're crazy. Look at the people, they're crazy. Look at the people, they're crazy. Look at the pupils dilating. Look at the people, they're crazy.
Crazy. I feel like a song.
$92 and walk?
Or will you take a chance at winning up to $5,000?
Better decide soon.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy is coming up next.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation. But with everyday all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and garlic homo, welcome to eatflation.
Eastside Mario's, Eastside Mario's, hey, bada boom, bada bing.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Are you sure you parked over here? Do you see it anywhere? No, I think it's back this way. Come on. Hey, you're going the wrong way.
Feeling distracted? You're not alone. Whether renting, considering buying a home, or renewing a mortgage, many Canadians are finding it hard to focus with housing costs on their minds. For free tools and resources to help you manage your home finances and clear your head, visit canada.ca/itpays to know. A message from the Government of Canada.
Autumn is a season of change. The colors of the leaves and chill in the air. As the days grow shorter, make the moments last longer at Thermea Spa Village. Engage your senses with an Ufgas ritual. Delight in seasonal flavors with a carefully crafted culinary experience. Relax in a hot bath and soak in the beauty of autumn. Plan your personalized weekday getaway at thermea.com/whippy. Take good care.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito, like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
If you're over 55, technology ain't got you by the throat, because we look at new technology like, well, never going to figure that out.
Billy Gardell, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino, January 31st.
And at the beginning, sex was gorgeous, right?
Stories about his rough childhood, wild adolescence, a new family life in a powerhouse of a show full of laughs. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
23 years in, who wants new floors?
Billy Gardell, January 31st, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
439 Pizza Nova. 439 Pizza Nova.
Ciao, I'm Dom
Dominic Vimucci, and I have exciting news to share. Chow Rewards is here. Turn your love for pizza into delicious rewards. Download our new app and start earning points to redeem for free pizza and exclusive offers. Taste the difference even more with Chow Rewards.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine. Cause I got a belly and I got a bum. And I'm always jelly of all the other ones. But they're itty bitty bellies and they're rump up a bum. I know that I should love myself, but it's getting kinda hard when you're constantly feeling like garbage. No, I shouldn't hurt myself, but I can't find a way to lose weight without literally starving. Every other song says I'm beautiful. But what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine. I get inside my head and I think that I somehow it has to be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine. Cause I got a belly and I got a bum, but I can't be jelly of all the other ones.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Okay, the keyword you need to text in is spice, along with your name to 925-555. We'll give you a couple of seconds here. DJ Climax is here. We're going to get into the Roz and Mocha mix in just a few minutes. This guy's been working overtime. We had the mix for your birthday, the roast of Roz Wesson on Wednesday.
Yep.
He did a Halloween mix yesterday morning. It's on the air for like 5 hours last night.
That's crazy, dude.
We were listening to it trick-or-treating around our neighborhood.
Yeah, so are we.
It was great. Amazing, amazing mix. And DJ Climax is back again right now. We'll get into the mix in a second. Okay, hello, Alvin. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Mocha. How are you?
Good, buddy. The game is Needy or Greedy, and you have two choices. You can choose to be needy, and we got $92 for you. You can choose to be greedy. If that's what you choose, you got to tell us what the jackpot is, like the exact dollar amount. And if you're right, you'll get the money. Here's the thing. Last night, somebody won $2,018.
Well, that's a good jackpot.
Yeah, Kim won. It was actually at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So, do you want to know? And then we kept playing. Do you want to know what the latest guess was?
Yes, please.
Okay. So at 6, Tia called in and her guess was $3,028. She was wrong and the jackpot is lower. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy and walk with 92 bucks, or are you going to be greedy?
It's Friday, heading into a weekend. I got to be greedy.
There you go.
Oh, nice. I'm a man. What do you think?
Let's go with, so last guess was 3,000. Sorry, what was it again? 3,000.
3,028.
Let's try 2626.
2626.
Why that number?
26 is a lucky number for me, so okay. Why not go double, right?
All right, what would you do with that cash if you won?
Probably a really nice dinner this weekend and then maybe plan a vacation.
Let's find out if you got that cash, man.
Come on.
2626 is Alvin's guess.
$626. Come on. Come on. Come on. Do it. Do it. Come on.
Oh.
Sorry, Alvin.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
26 ain't your lucky number today.
Not today. It's all right. It's all good. Thank you, guys.
The jackpot is actually lower than 2626, okay?
It is lower.
Perfect.
All right, Omi. Have a great day.
You guys too. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
We're going to play again after the Roz and Mocha mix with DJ Climax. So hit us up if you want to play Needy or Greedy Spice along with your full name to 925-555.
Double time. Give it to him. Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
remix. DJ Climax, take it away.
Kiss 92.5, Toronto.
What he was doing, but it was sick, man. Like, he was like hands in the air, and then this cat walked in, you know, not like a cat, like a feline cat, like a real, like you know what I'm saying, dog, like cats and dogs. It was raining, it wasn't raining, we were raving, and I don't know whether he was really saying it. All he kept saying was eat, sleep, rave, repeat, eat, sleep, rave, repeat,